Yeah, I sit next to you.
Would you like to sit on Mummy's knee?
Oh, yeah. See this train.
Oh, shall we sit in that chair? Which one do you prefer?
Not anything. We really love that steam train.
Want to look at the steam train? All right, well, we'll sit here.
Lots of carriages.
Oh, yes, this is a nice picture, isn't it?
Look at this
It's
train.
Called the Royal Scot. It says the Yorkshire Venturer. Yes. She's been on a train, hasn't she?
Yes. The train's a Blackpool, Sydenham station. That was Gordon.
That one's like Gordon, isn't it? Yes, when you were staying with Grandma and Grandad, they took you to Preston station, didn't they?
No, that one's a train.
Yes.
James.
That looks like James, the red one, doesn't it?
Was that green one
gold? Well, these are very old trains, Thomas. I don't think they're from Thomas the Tank Engine.
Henry.
Does it look like Henry? I was just about to say, which are the green trains?
Henry.
It's Henry. So Grandma and Grandad took you to Preston and you went to the station and watched a lot of trains. And then you went somewhere for lunch, didn't you?
Something
where
lunch.
And what did you eat?
Sausage.
A sausage and what else?
I'm going to look at trains again.
You want to look at the trains again?
What was that one called?
Let me have a look.
That one.
Well, that's. Let's see. What do you think? Who do you think that's like? Do you know who that's like? A black one. Remember that story we've got upstairs about Thomas the Tank Engine and the Christmas tree when he went to get the Christmas tree for the carol concert at the station? There were twins who helped out when Thomas was stuck in the snow. What were the twins called? Their engines number 9 and 10. Can you remember?
Can't remember it.
You can't remember it. Donald and?
Douglas.
Donald and Douglas, that's right.
What does Douglas mean?
What does Douglas mean? Well, it's the boy's name. Donald
What's
is the boy's
this
name.
Yellow one called?
I don't know, because we've not come across a yellow engine in Thomas the Tank Engine, have we?
No. There's
another one there.
Oh, where?
Two yellow ones. Oh, yeah. That's strange, because one says number 17 and one says number 22, but they both say Jones Goods, and they have the same code.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Now listen to this.
Another one.
Listen to this.
That one's on the Blackpool station.
Is that one going to Blackpool station? Now listen at this. It actually tells you. Look at this.
Look, it's funny train.
It is. This one, it says York Station. Would you believe it? Mummy came out of that station tonight. And can you see that? Can you see that?
What's that train called?
Oh, Eurostar. That's a very, very modern one, Thomas. That goes underground in a tunnel. Can you see
this? It's got some big eyes.
It's got big eyes. It's big headlamps on it, isn't it? Yeah. Can you see that there? That building behind? Now, can you see that? Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very big church, a cathedral.
What's this train called?
I don't know, darling.
It's a silly one, mate.
It just looks like a little a goods lorry, doesn't it? But you see that big church there? That is York Minster.
What's that one called?
Well, it looks like it's called the Indian Pacific, but it looks rather like James, doesn't it? Because he's painted red.
What's that for?
And that's Stevenson's rocket.
The tractor.
I'm still trying to tell you about the Minster. York Minster. Mummy and Daddy had their wedding reception just at the side of that building. And you've seen that, but you probably don't remember you were a baby. And guess what? When Grandad Beale is in his bed in hospital, he looks out onto that.
What's that funny train called? That train called?
I don't know, no.
It's Morgan's. You're pulling now, Mummy.
I'm not pointing.
You're crying.
Well, I was just thinking about Grandad.
You're crying now,
Mummy. Well, I just got a little bit upset because he reminded me of Grandad. And he's in the hospital and it's not very nice, is it, boy?
Well, help me, Comrade.
Yeah, so she's being looked after. It'll be all right, won't
you? You're crying now.
No, I'm better now.
No, you're crying.
No, I don't want to cry anymore. That's
yes, you
do. No, I want you to cheer up. I don't want to be crying.
Yes, you'll be crying now.
No, I want my little boy to sit on my knee because...
No, I need a big hug. I'll cry now.
You might not need a big cuddle, but I might need a big cuddle.
You'll
Thomas,
cry now.
Thomas, look at the flowers. They've died, haven't they? Bit of a mess. Look at those flowers in the vase. Up there on the mantelpiece. They've all gone boom. And do you know what you're holding now? I brought that back for you.
That's a plaster.
Oh, is it a plaster? Well, really, it was the train ticket that Mummy and Grandma, the coach ticket that Mummy and Grandma had.
No, you'll be crying out.
And I was going to throw it away and I thought I know a little boy. He might
you're
very
crying
well.
Now, Mummy. No, it's not crying. Yes, yes.
Yes, I need you. Do you need to cry?
Yeah.
That's not nice, is it?
No. No, I need you to cry. Yeah.
But look, there's something else in this bag I wanted you to look at.
No.
No.
No, I need you to cry. Don't worry.
Well, if I cry, are you going to put that bus ticket on me and pretend it's a bandage? Yes?
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense.
You'll cry.
All right, well, I'll put my leg up there. And then you can put a bandage on. Oh, and I've got something to show you in this bag. Oh, no. You didn't want to look, so you...
I didn't look.
I thought you might.
It's Thomas the Tank.
Yes. What's Thomas the Tank? Oh, that's better. You're putting that nice bandage around my foot. Oh, isn't that lovely? That's very kind of it. Is it better now?
Yep. That's it, huh? Switch.
What's the matter with Mummy's foot?
Somebody bashed your beer.
Somebody bashed my beer?
On your toe.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
No, I don't
know. I'm too under
it. Somebody drop a bottle of beer on my foot?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Look at the sun again now.
Oh, I don't like sun
in your eyes. You don't like sun in your eyes, but it's been raining and miserable today, hasn't it?
I don't know if that water, I lost a doom.
So would you like to have a look in my little bag?
Yeah. I'm going to open it.
Gently.
I'm going to open it. Thomas the Tank.
Now that's a postcard of Thomas the Tank Engine. Now I've got three postcards in here. Two of them are for your bedroom wall. And one of them will send to Grandad. Now keep this one because you haven't got a picture of Harold the helicopter, have you?
No.
So we'll keep that and you choose which of these two we send to Grandma.
No. That one's gonna be
on me. Well, we're going to put that in your bedroom because you've not got Harold the helicopter. But look on the back of this postcard, can I just read this to you?
Mm-hmm.
A little story. Who's this a picture of, Thomas?
Thomas
the Tank Engine, but who's the other engine there?
No.
You don't know? I didn't really know actually either. I do. It's Trevor, the traction engine, because listen at the story. And there's a space here to put dear, so you could always put dear Grandad, and it says from, and you could write Thomas.
I need to look at it.
Trevor, the traction engine, enjoyed living in the vicarage orchard. When you finish looking at it, I'll have it back and I'll read it. I bought those for you on the station because when I got to the station, the train to Manchester was just leaving. I'd just missed it, so I had to wait half an hour. So I went to the shop and I bought you some postcards. I bought you a little badge, isn't it?
You got badges?
Yes, I'm going to get it in a minute. Shall I read this story?
No,
Trevor the traction engine enjoyed living in the vicarage orchard, but he did not always have enough work to do. He was so happy when Edward came to him one day and told him that the platform traveller had worked for him at the harbour. He was to meet Thomas and go with him. "Oh, how lovely," exclaimed Trevor. "A harbour, the seaside and children." He was very happy. And I thought that might be a nice one to send to Grandad.
Look, a lantern!
A lantern? Did you think that might be nice to send to Grandad? Because it's already got a story on it. We could just put his address on. And then we could write to Grandad from Thomas. What do you think to that?
Look!
Yes.
The sea's cold.
Do you think that would be nice, Thomas? Shall we do that?
Yeah. We can open it.
No, we can't open that. Would you like to pass me the other one? The other one with the blue lead?
Yeah.
Right, now. Just you smell this. This is some hand cream. Pop a little drop on.
No, not me.
No, you don't have to have it on your hands. On Mummy's hand. You're being soft now. You just, oh, be careful because that's for Lynn. That's for Ben and Charlotte's Mummy. That's not for me.
I need it.
In fact, we could go round with that later, couldn't we?
What's in it?
Does that smell nice?
Yes. What's this?
It's something for Lynn. It's some eyeshadow for Lynn. No, you mustn't open these ones because it's not for us.
I'll show you. I'm going to open it.
I'll show you.
It's in there.
Can't open it anymore, can we?
Nothing, Lynn. Something for Lynn.
What? Some eyeshadow. So she can
put it. And Ben.
Well, I don't think Ben or Charlotte will wear that. It's for their mummy. No, there's something else in that bag for
you. You're the animator, babe. Put them in pack.
Okay.
Where's your postman pack today?
I wonder if I'll see postman pack again today. You think I will?
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's still in bed. I find it hard to believe that Auntie Mabel's up, Thomas, wondering whether she'll see Postman Pat if Postman Pat isn't up, because he gets up so early, doesn't he? Yes. Oh, look, he's coming down the stairs. It's Jess.
Yeah.
Jess is coming down the stairs and she's wondering whether she'll see Postman Pat today.
Yeah, Postman Pat.
She's saying, meow, get up, Postman Pat. Listen at her. She's saying, wakey, wakey, Postman Pat, rise and shine. You've got to go and see Auntie Mabel and deliver lots of letters and parcels to people in the village.
Oh, you're saying, meow, I'll wake up, Birdie.
You're telling Birdie to say meow to wake you up.
Give again, bud. You're pretty more than anything.
No, I think she's a little bit shy, isn't she? No, don't torment her, Thomas.
Auntie Mabel, sorry.
I wonder whether I'll see Postman Pat. Because the thing is, I've got a letter to write now. Haven't I? I've got a postcard to write. And I need somebody to help me do it, so Postman Pat would be a good person.
Postman Pat's here!
Hello, Postman Pat! How are you?
Postman Thomas.
Postman Thomas. So do you like these postcards?
Yeah, what?
And the pictures of the poster with all the trains on it?
Yeah.
And you've got a little badge that says Thomas.
What's that called?
Well, you know what that is, don't you? Who's that?
Harold the Helicopter.
Harold the Helicopter. Do you like that?
Sing!
Do you like Harold the Helicopter?
Sing!
Shall we send that to Grandad with a story on the back?
No.
No? Or would you like to send that to Grandad?
Send that to Grandad.
Which one, Tommy?
That one.
This one?
Mm. Did you open it?
No, we can't open that. That's not for us. Would you like to come
that's an in too?
Yes, it is. Would you like to take it into the kitchen?
That's an in too, and then there.
Yes, it's all for them, isn't it?
The room. What's this light there?
We've something else though, haven't we?
Yeah, what?
Right, where shall we do this?
Yeah.
Shall we go to the glass?
Is there a fire engine there?
No, it's just a red bus. It's just a red minibus.
There's no, it's a fire engine.
Is it? Oh, right.
Yeah. You say sorry.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I did think it was a little red minibus. If you say it's a fire engine, then... We've got two things here to look at. Mm-hmm.
Did you open it? It's a tunnel. It's a tunnel, Mummy.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Steady.
It's a tunnel. It's a picture. Where's the mouth pen? Where's the mouth pen? A Wolverine! The Wolverine!
Can you see all these things, Thomas? Shall we go and sit over here? Would you like to bring a stool? I'm just going to move the microphone. You go and get a little stool from behind the chair, sweetheart, please.
Dale.
I think it's behind the chair, isn't it? Oh no, it's gone back into the kitchen now. Would you like me to get it for you?
I need it. I need it. No,
Thomas, come here, please.
Maybe I'm pumping Boba Field and I'm up the back.
Love for Christmas. Look, it's a little ladybird.
That's not sticky bird.
There must be some birds somewhere, aren't there? They're little stickers that we can stick on windows or mirrors or the patio door. And we've got this glass door.
Oh,
there's a sheet each. I was just looking to see if there was a little bird. There's some nice butterflies. Come on, wipe your tears away.
No.
Is that a spider?
No.
You take that spider and you put it on the
wall. No, I didn't do that. No.
To have a break and you better calm down.
No! What have you been?
Shall we look at this book about the dentist, Thomas?
Oh, you crocodile.
Am I a crocodile?
Yeah. I find it. Anybody here? Crocodile's here. I think so.
Are you looking for crocodiles behind the sofa?
Behind there.
Have you found any?
No.
Good. Pleased about that, Thomas.
You're an old crocodile, Mummy.
Am I?
Yeah.
What do I do? Snap? Yeah. I snap my teeth shut. Would you like to come and look at this book?
Yeah.
This is the book that we should have read before you went to the dentist last week. Mm. But you managed very well, didn't you?
Look at the adult one.
You were a good boy at the dentist, weren't you?
I did look on the back. What does it say on the back?
What it says on the back? It's a picture of the dentist and the dental nurse and a mummy with two children who must have been to the dentist and a little dog. And the mother's telling the dog to stay away, isn't she? We read it?
Yeah.
Well, you were a very good boy at the dentist. You quite enjoyed going, didn't you?
Mm.
I thought you did.
What's this?
Well, this is a family called the Judds. There's Daddy, Mummy, Jasper the dog, Jake the little boy, and Jessie the little girl.
Dad, that's what I'm crying.
Yes, well, he looks like he's got toothache, doesn't he? Because he's holding his face. Look, and Jessie's holding a little pussycat called Hesper. This is the Judd family. Jake is 6 and Jessie is 3. Jake has toothache, so Dad rings the dentist. Off to the dentist. After lunch, Mum takes Jake to see Mr. Drake, the dentist. He's going to check Jessie's teeth as well. Look, Daddy's waving from inside the house. He's not gone to the dentist. And this is in the waiting room. Do you remember waiting in the waiting room like this last week?
Mm-hmm.
Jake and Jessie play in the waiting room until it is their turn to see Mr. Drake. Jasper the dog plays too. This is the dental nurse called Miss Day. Miss Day, the dental nurse, helps Mr. Drake. She takes Jake and Jessie in to see him, but Jasper stays behind. You can't take the dog into the surgery, can you?
No.
Oh, and this is Mr. Drake, the dentist, look. There's the dental nurse and there's the dentist. The dentist sees Jake and Jessie in his surgery.
Was it chicken?
Pardon?
Was it chicken?
He's checking her teeth. He says Mum can come in and watch. Do you remember Daddy lay on a bed like that, didn't he?
Mm.
It's Jessie's turn. Jessie is first. She sits in a special chair that can go up and down and backwards and forwards. Checking Jessie's teeth. Jessie wears a bib round her neck. There is a spotlight above her which shines into her mouth. Do you remember that bright light that shone above you and Daddy? Mr. Drake wears a mask over his mouth and nose. He puts the chair back before he checks Jessie's teeth. He uses a little mirror so that he can see all over her teeth. An instrument called a probe. Mr. Drake looks at each of Jessie's teeth. Miss Day writes down notes about them. You see that little mirror? The end of the stick. Jessie is finished. The dentist is very pleased with Jessie. She has no holes in her teeth, and now she can rinse out her mouth. Do you remember seeing Daddy do that? What did he do? Rinse his mouth out, and then what did he do? Did he spit into that bowl?
Yeah.
Yes, into the sink. Right, it's Jake's turn now. Jessie's finished. Jake's turn, but when he checks Jake's teeth, he finds a small hole in all the eggs. That must be why it hurt. This is what I tell you about sweets and things, Thomas, because sweets attack your teeth and cause little holes in your teeth. If you get a hole in your tooth, you get toothache like Jake in this story does. Before he fills the hole, he gives Jake an injection into his gum to make it go numb. It hurts just a little.
Look in it.
Yes. The dentist is looking in Jake's mouth and he's found a little hole, hasn't he?
What for, Mummy?
Well, when you eat too many sweets, it causes holes in your teeth. That's why we say we can't have any sweets. Jake has a filling. Mr. Drake drills away the bad bit of the tooth. Miss Day keeps it dry with a special instrument. Then she mixes the filling to put into the hole. It looks just like silver. It's a little bit like cement. You know, you've got a hole and you put cement in it. Look at Jake's filled tooth. This is what Jake's filled tooth looks like now. Mr. Drake presses the filling mixture into the clean hole. Now Jake will not have toothache anymore. Oh, and now there's a page about looking after your teeth. It says unhealthy teeth and gums look like this. Ooh, that's not nice, is it?
No.
Healthy teeth and gums look like this. Which one does yours look like? This nice bottom one. That's right, you're opening your mouth to show me.
You look carrots and apples.
Carrots and apples.
Look, birthday cake. Yummy, yummy, yeah. Honey.
Before they go home, Mr. Drake shows Jake and Jessie what will happen if they do not clean their teeth. He says that fruits, vegetables, cheese and milk are good for teeth, but sweet, sticky things are not. So all the things on that side, apples, milk, celery, cheese, carrots, all good for you. This side, lollies, fizzy drinks, biscuits, sweets, cakes, chocolates, toffees, not good for you. Miss Day shows them how to clean their teeth really well. This gets rid of old food which can cause holes. Jake and Jessie must clean their front and back teeth all over every day to keep them clean and healthy. Making an appointment. On their way out, Jake and Jessie make an appointment to see the dentist in 6 months' time.
Then again.
And to read it again?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Again.
Again. Shall we look through the book and you tell me what's happening?
No, just you.
Just me?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Is that a hole?
Yes, but he's got toothache, hasn't he? So this is why we say you mustn't eat a lot of sugary sweets and sweet things. Oh, Thomas, I'm tired. You tired, boy?
No, I'm not.
You're not? Okay, just move on. The Judds. Daddy Judd, Mummy Judd, Jake, Jessie, Jasper and Hesper Judd. This is the Judd family. Jake is 6 and Jessie is 3. Jake has toothache, so Dad rings the dentist. Right, which one's Jake?
That
one. Which one's Jessie?
There.
And who goes to the dentist with them?
There.
Their Mummy, but their Daddy's doesn't, does he? Off to the dentist. After lunch, Mum takes Jake to see Mr. Drake, the dentist. He's going to check Jessie's teeth as well. Jake and Jessie play in the waiting room until it is their turn to see Mr. Drake. Jasper the dog plays too. Miss Day, the dental nurse, helps Mr. Drake. She takes Jake and Jessie in to see him. Jasper stays behind. The dentist sees Jake and Jessie in his surgery. He says Mum can come in and watch. Jessie is first. She sits in a special chair that can go up and down and backwards and forwards. Enjoying this toy. Checking Jessie's teeth. Jessie wears a bib round her neck. There is a spotlight above her which shines into her mouth.
What's in there?
Pardon?
What's in her?
Examining her?
Yeah.
Mr. Drake wears a mask over his mouth and nose. He puts the chair back before he checks Jessie's teeth. He uses a little mirror so that he can see all over her teeth and an instrument called a probe.
What's a probe?
A probe. It's a little instrument which the dentist puts in your mouth and just checks your teeth. Mr. Drake looks at each of Jessie's teeth. Miss Day writes down notes about them.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
I thought you were watching. The dentist is very pleased with Jessie. She has no holes in her teeth. Now she can rinse out her mouth and go home. Jake's turn. But when he checks Jake's teeth, he finds a small hole in the one that hurts. Before he fills the hole, he gives Jake an injection into his gum to make
what
it go
for,
numb.
Mommy?
It hurts just a little. What, darling?
Where that mouth got? He's eating sweets.
Yes, he's eating lots of sweets and sticky things. And all the sugars built up on his teeth and caused a hole. Where were we with the story, Thomas?
There.
We were there. We were at the bit where Jake has a filling.
Where's filling?
That's right. We were here, weren't we?
But there are a seat around.
Pardon? Oh, you can sit on me if you like. Mr. Drake drills away the bad bit of the tooth.
Little look at the motor car.
Let's look at the motor car.
Daddy. Yeah.
That's the motor car. Is that the car that they go to the dentist in? What can you see?
That's the front.
That's the back.
That's the front.
That's the front. That's where the lady's driving. Yes, in the driving seat.
And the boy sitting in the back.
Yes, the little boy and little girl sitting in the back of the dog, aren't they? Mm.
Look on.
Have you had your don't throw books down, Thomas? Have you had enough of that?
Yep. I still be here.
Well, we should really have read that before you went the other day, but you were so good anyway, weren't you? No, leave that alone, please. No, leave it alone, Thomas, please, because it might stop working and we'll be in big trouble, won't we? Come on, let's go and have a little look at these stickers.
Stickers!
That's what we were looking at before.
Oh, there's stickers. Sticker.
Look, there's a ladybird on the floor.
Yes, that's a ladybird.
There are quite a few ladybirds, actually, Thomas. There's another one here. Where shall we put them?
Mummy, to hold that.
All right, you put it on carefully. That's lovely.
Don't take it off. I do it.
Yes, all right, I'll take it off and eat it. What would you like now, a spider or another ladybird?
Another ladybird.
Another ladybird, there you are. That one's smaller than the last one I gave you. How's that?
Another ladybird.
There you are. Lots of ladybirds. Oh, now we've got a bee. You like bees, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, 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 buzzy bee.
Bee? It is up the top. You did it.
No. There's another bee here, but it's this bee looks like it's collecting nectar from a flower, isn't it?
More nectar.
Oh, look at that, that's lovely. You've got the ladybirds on the ground and you've got the bees high up, haven't you? Now, what about butterflies? You've got some nice butterflies here, Thomas.
Yes, I am.
There you are.
Catherine is delicate.
Are they delicate? We've got to be careful with them, have we?
Delicate.
They're very delicate, so we've got to be careful.
What's this? What's the way
this is? This is a butterfly on a flower. We've got a plant in the garden called Buddleia that daffodils, butterflies like very much.
We need a need.
Some more butterflies, lots of butterflies.
There's a gnat.
Oh, this is a caterpillar.
It's more like a snake.
You see, caterpillars crawl along branches, don't they?
Yeah,
there. Yes, do you remember the story about the very hungry caterpillar?
I need that one.
That's a spider by the looks of it.
Down up the top.
Right, well, what else would you like?
This.
That's a dragonfly.
Yes, I know.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh.
Up and up the top.
At the top?
Yeah.
Oops. It's a daisy. Now what?
That.
This looks like some sort of beetle or another spider, isn't it? I'm not quite sure what it is. It doesn't look a very frightening beetle, does it?
No.
Or spider. Oh, look, there's a snail here. The shell is the snail's house. It carries his house round on his back. I think you've stuck him upside down, actually, Tom.
Yes.
Poor snail, he's upside down, that's right.
Yeah, one.
That very big, this is the largest butterfly there is in the whole pack.
It's 30 dozen flies.
It's not a dirty butterfly.
It's having a nappy change.
No, I don't think butterflies have nappy changes, Thomas.
Yeah. It's the snail! And another wee snail! Green snail.
Yeah, that is a dragonfly. You've already got a dragonfly. That's a small one.
That's a green one. That's a red one.
They're not snails. They're caterpillars.
Caterpillars. Caterpillars. Green caterpillar and a red caterpillar.
A green caterpillar and a red caterpillar. The green one's a lot larger than the red one, isn't it?
A little caterpillar.
This looks like a frog. I think it's a frog, don't you?
Yeah. And another red one. And another red one.
Another red caterpillar.
And a green caterpillar.
There's a red one.
Yeah.
I'll get the green one for you.
Yeah. It's not flying away.
You're putting it on top of the other red one?
Yes. I need a dark green one. There's so many more now.
I don't think there are any more now.
Thanks, honey.
What would you like now?
More.
Some more butterflies or some flowers. Look at this, Thomas. This is a huge pot of flowers. And it has...
A model baby.
A big butterfly, doesn't it? Look at this. Put that there.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big, isn't it? Look, there's a watering can there, so you can do some work in the garden. Or just sit and enjoy it, you know. Somebody has to do the hard work to keep it nice and tight.
Where's the stick on that red one? Yeah.
We've got all the caterpillars stuck to one another.
Up that big, big, big. Up grown up today. Oh, stay away, you could be like the better.
What's the matter, Thomas?
This because I was eating these and put you on the floor.
Oh dear. The caterpillars are eating somebody else up?
Yes.
That's not very nice, is it?
No. Eating a caterpillar.
Are they?
Yes, eating on bottomless. Oh, fall under.
Be careful with them, Thomas, they're fragile. When we finish with them, they've got to fall back on here. No, don't do that, you break them. Thomas, don't do that. Come on, pass them to Mummy if you finish and we'll put them away, shall we? No, you're better to leave them. If you finish, pick the ones up from the floor.
No.
No, Thomas.
No, just no, 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 Mummy. And you.
I hope you don't do this with Mooch's toys when she brings things for you, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't. That's very naughty and close here. I wouldn't bring anything again.
My torch is still on.
Oh, Thomas, well, you better turn it off, haven't you? Otherwise, the battery's going to be flat. When you want to use it, you won't be able to, will you? Would you like me to put these stickers away?
Yeah.
We can play with them another time, can't we? Do you think you'd like to do that or not?
Not.
Not?
Not.
Oh, you seem quite happy playing with them then. Never mind. I thought they're quite nice and bright, aren't they?
I think so, Minnie.
You think so as well?
Yeah. Well, what am I going to do now?
What are you going to do now? I don't know. What do you want to do? You can still do this if you like before I pack it all away. It's not nice, do you smell that? Do you know what that smell reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
When Mummy was a little girl, if I bought a new doll, perhaps for Christmas or a birthday, it always smelled very much the same.
Two red ones.
Two red caterpillars?
Crawling.
Are they?
On the blind. One in bitty and one in purple.
Well, you're getting mixed up between two little dicky birds flying on a wall, one named Peter, one named Paul. And you're getting confused with two little dicky birds crawling on a branch, one named Betty and one named
Blanche.
Crawl away, Betty.
No, no, Chloe. Caterpillars go red, caterpillars. Caterpillar.
Crawl away, Betty. Crawl away, Blanche. Come back, Betty. Come back.
Pull.
Blanche.
No, pull.
Two little fishes swimming in a tank. One named Freddy and one named...
Frank.
Frank. I wonder whether that's where you put Auntie Frank from. It's the names of your fishes.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Swim back, the fish.
Swim away, Freddy. Swim away, Frank. Swim back, Freddy. Swim back.
Frank.
Roly poly, roly poly,
roly poly, roly poly.
No, not with your juice drink, Peter.
Yes.
No, if the lid comes off, there'll be big trouble. Right there. What would you like to do, Thomas?
I'll be a Coca-Cola man and buy some sausages.
You're going to be a Coca-Cola man and buy some sausages?
Yes.
Does that mean a great deal to me, that.
Look, Mummy. That's a pink one.
A pink one? I think it belongs here, look.
It's a big one, not a real one. It's a pink.
It's a pink one. That's a bit mixed up, hasn't he?
What's a real one, Mummy?
Red one. He reminds me of James, the tank engine.
Oh, James. Hinge. I need one. A stick on my juice. I need one to stick on my juice, Mummy.
Do you?
Yes.
Is that so that we know it's your juice?
Yes.
That's all right, Thomas.
Take it off. And drink it.
You seem very thirsty today. You're not getting a cold, are you? Yes. Better not be. You do seem very, very tired, very thirsty, but you seem tired as well, but, oh dear, dear, we can do without that tomorrow Sunday, can't we? What do you think? You're helping to put them back, are you?
Yes. A hippopotamus.
You're a good boy.
A hippopotamus.
A hippopotamus? Why can you see a hippopotamus? I think these are supposed to be garden scenes. Not in your mouth, Thomas.
Sweet. Maybe it smells sweet.
It smells sweet? Well, it's a strange smell, isn't it?
Look! This butterfly stuck in the Dutch pillar.
It is, isn't it? That's funny. You landed on top of the caterpillar, didn't you? What's the daisy, Thomas? You're falling over a lot, aren't you?
Oh, look, the Teletubbies, they don't cry.
Do the Teletubbies not cry when they fall over?
No.
Is that how they cry? Sounds more like a laugh, doesn't it? I can't actually say I've ever heard the Teletubby crying.
Just on that television.
Oh, on that television. They cry on the television, do they?
Mummy. Look at the tweenies.
Look at the tweenies. It's not on today, is it?
I think so, maybe.
Oh, it's Sunday, Tom, so I think it might have been on very early in the morning. Can you turn the television on, please?
Yeah. Need that on.
Now we get lost. Right, are you sitting down?
You watch this. Mummy, you watch me. That thing. Mummy, you pushed it away. I didn't need to look.
But it's the china fruit bowl, isn't it? There's nothing in it. It's empty.
I'm going to hold it.
Yes, but if you drop it, it'll smash.
Oh,
right, let's pop it over there. There's nothing in it. There's nothing to see.
Out. Mummy. No.
Come on, treasure.
You cry, Mummy.
Why do you want me to cry,
Tom?
Look, there are letters, parcels. Oh, dear, I'm crying because I haven't got any letters or parcels from Postman Pat.
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear, that's not nice, is it?
No. You'll cry, Mum. You'll cry.
I don't think I'd really cry, Tom. So I might just be a little bit upset. Can I not just be a little bit upset?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I'm a little bit upset. I'm not expecting a letter or a parcel today from Postman Pat and the things come. What am I to do?
Get some pasta from the Pat.
Oh, yes. Well,
Postman Pat stopped them parcels.
Has Postman Pat stopped by to see if... Am I Auntie Mabel, Thomas, or am I Mummy? Who am I?
Auntie Mabel.
Auntie Mabel. Look, Auntie Mabel's just cooked some nice food.
Yeah. Look, got a parcel for you.
Have you?
Yep.
Wow. Oh, here's a drink as well.
What's this called?
It's pasta, but it's got some Chinese, it's sweet and sour pork.
I've got some parcel for you.
Thank you so much, Postal Pat. It's so good of you to drop by.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see you.
Put in them, I found those little put in your house in your litter box.
Well, you put this in my litter box, did you? And went through my door?
Mm.
I'll give you a fork, Thomas, because you might prefer to eat the pasta with a fork. Can I try some?
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. You used to love this when you were a baby. Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice
meal. Sweet and sour pork, which I always mix yours with some pasta. Or rice, we haven't got rice tonight. So you're a very tired little boy, aren't you?
No, you're a postman.
Oh, well, you're a very tired postman.
Yeah.
I bet you were up early this morning, weren't you, delivering cards and parcels and letters.
Elephant's house.
At the elephant's house?
Mm.
You've been all the way to the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, which zoo?
Just the one that makes Midge. There's a letter for me instead of June.
What, darling?
The big Midge gave my up out of grass and a hole in it. There's a letter for me. Yep, there's June and Booty and Milo and Trinity and Bella.
Something about the snake coming out of a hole in the grass and cheering you up with a letter from Bella and Milo.
Bella.
Oh, the other day the tweenies went to the zoo, didn't they?
Mm.
Oh, was that something you were watching on the zoo? Did they go and
the
see
the big elephants and big gold whiskers?
It's the tusks. I think they're called tusks, elephants' whiskers. That's right. They do make a big noise and they squirt water with the trunk, don't they?
Yeah.
Grandma said when you were coming back in the car you were an elephant and she had to stroke your nose, that was your trunk, and she had to stroke big elephant ears, she had to stroke your ears. Is that right?
Yeah. And my head.
Stroking your head as well, was that the elephant's head?
Mm.
Are you going to eat some of that as well, darling? You like peas, don't you? Eating a lot of peas.
Mm.
Be careful. All rolling on the floor, aren't they? You look as if you might go to sleep over your meal, Thomas Henry.
Mm.
Yes, is that how you feel?
I'm tired.
You feel tired, you look tired. Well, I was going to suggest that if it's not raining when you've eaten your tea, that we should go for a little walk around the block. What do you think? Because that would help you sleep, won't it, if you get a bit of fresh air. Oh, what do you think to that? Like it?
Mm.
Oh, you had one mouthful with your fork, one mouthful with your spoon, and you've gone back to eating your peas. Did you not like the pasta?
No.
Oh, Thomas, you do like it, sweetheart. You do like it.
Not.
You do like it.
Not like it.
Postman Pat likes it. It's his favourite. That's why I cooked it. Cooked it specially. But when you've eaten your peas, try it again and see if it tastes any different. Because you'll go to bed hungry.
You need to hold that.
No, it's Mummy's earring. I've just taken it out of my ear because my ear's a little bit sore. Isn't it sparkly? Look at that.
You need to hold it.
A sparkly earring.
Well, I might.
Is it? I don't think you wear earrings yet, do you?
Yes. I want to put it on.
No, you can't. If you've got to have a hole in your ear like Mummy has, you haven't got one. Can you see?
No.
Mummy's got little holes in her ears. You haven't.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't, sweetheart. No, no, no.
By the way.
No, you can't put it on. Don't throw it down on the floor.
It's really not.
It's very expensive. By God, what am I going to do with you, Postman Pat?
Buy your little man, buy your tummy.
You're going to bite my tummy?
Yeah.
That's not very nice, is it?
Yes, it is.
Is it? Your juice tastes nice. Don't find Thomas, please.
I'm hoping I have a nappy change.
Pardon?
It's a nappy change all day long.
Who's having a nappy change?
Thomas. No, Postman Pat.
Postman Pat? I don't think Postman Pat needs his nappy changing.
I'm not Postman Pat. I just been a lorry.
You're a dustbin lorry?
Mm.
Or a dustbin lorry man?
Dustbin lorry.
You're the actual lorry, are you? Oh, I see. When your peas are going into your mouth now, you're opening your mouth really wide, aren't you?
Well, this is dustbin lorry.
I see. The
it's dustbin bags.
Right, the peas are dustbin bags, and when you open your mouth wide, that's the lorry. Oh, yes, it does look like a big lorry. Well, do you know what the lorry's favourite type of bin bag is? Sweet and sour pasta bin bags. Don't look at me like that. You're cheeky, aren't you?
There's some more pears in the shop.
Pardon?
There's some more pears in the shop.
Who's going to buy some more pears in the shop?
Mummy.
Well, not tonight. We've got some in the fruit basket. I don't need to buy any more yet.
Mm.
And Grandma gave me an apple today. Grandma Bealby. Gave me a big apple to eat on the train and I didn't eat it, so if you would like that, when you finish your tea, would you like that?
Yeah, that now.
After your pasta.
I'm making shapes.
After your pasta, you can have an apple.
No, please.
Thomas, pasta. You've got to eat something, you'll be hungry.
Now.
Oh, I'll try this now, again.
No.
Would you like just... Either. Do you really not like it?
Well, really not like it.
Well, would you like just pasta without the sauce?
Sauce, I need some horse. I need some sauce on there. I need some horse sauce.
No, not horse. Sauce.
I need some horse sauce.
You're thinking of tomato sauce. I'm talking of sweet and sour sauce. Look, I cooked some pasta. Just pasta. In case you didn't like it. Anyway, you have that.
Two spoons.
Yes, you've linked them together, haven't you? Anyway, you have that. Yes. And I'll slice you an apple. How's that? Is somewhere a little bit hot?
This is dustbin bags.
But those are better dustbin bags. That really is nice, Tom. You should... Do you know, you used to absolutely adore that. You were so easy to feed, and recently you... Not so easy, are you?
Yes, I am.
You're not, darling. You like sausages, bacon, sausage rolls, and that's about it. You used to love fish. You don't like fish. You used to eat anything like lasagna or sweet and sour or curry. You used to love it. You don't
touch it. I don't belong here. Doesn't belong to eat lot.
No. You do it one at a time, Thomas. No. Thomas. No, you can't do that. You won't. You'll choke.
I'm choking now.
Don't be silly.
Nobody's getting you.
You can't put all that pasta in at once.
No,
Thomas, no. I know you're trying to be disciplinary, but you can't tip a whole bowl full of pasta in your mouth.
Yeah.
You will choke.
Choke?
Just one at a time when you fall.
No, stay away.
You won't stay away if you're going to do silly things.
No, don't do this.
Thomas, you don't see the bin
bag, man.
Listen, they don't throw all the bags in at once, do they?
Yes!
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Excuse me, they don't.
No, they don't.
Eat
dinner.
I'm not staying anywhere, Tim, so I'm sitting here because, listen, when the bin men have a bag, they pick up a bag and they throw it in the machine and they pick up the next one and throw it in the machine. They don't take 20 at once and throw them all in at once. They drop them.
No.
Of course they bored.
I'm not. No. No. No, no, yes. There's no washing floors. Two spoons now.
You've got two spoons?
Yes, they're not nice two spoons.
Well, one was from your peas and the other one was from your pasta, but you'll hand one to me if you don't like the two spoons.
They're not nice two spoons.
You don't like two spoons? All right, thank you. I'll go and wash them up. Yes?
No.
Do you like me to wipe your face?
No.
You're so tired, sweetheart, aren't you?
No. My dustbin lorry.
Yeah, that's right. Dustbin lorry, let's make the noise. Mm-hmm. He's pressed the button. The bag's gone in. Wonderful. Right, is he ready for another bag?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. He's pressing the button. He's pressing the button. Mm-hmm. In he goes. Gone. Right, he's driving around to Sue's house now. Right, he's picking up Sue's bin bag. One at a time, Sue's bin bag. That's right, he's there. Mm-hmm. He's pressing the button. In it goes. Now that's Betty's. He's not dropped any bin bags on the floor, has he? They taste good.
There's a dusty bag there.
Is it, can I have a dirty dustbin bag?
Don't look.
Tell me when it's got there. That's it. Should I press the button? Gone.
Yes.
It's gone. It's gone.
Press the button now, Mummy.
Pardon?
Press the button.
All right. Button pressed. In it goes. Right.